It's the first Tech Tuesday of summer. Actually, it isn't, because summer doesn't happen until 11:24 tonight.
Exactly.
So, all Bridget, stay on hold for a little bit. We'll talk to you tonight at 11:24.
Next week. Next week will be our first Tech Tuesday of summer. How are you, Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor? And what do you want to talk to us about today?
It's been a busy news couple of days with Amazon stuff.
They're buying everything. They just bought our show.
Yeah. Just before we got here today, they bought us.
We'll be at your house in 1 hour or less.
They bought Whole Foods last week, right?
Yes, they announced they're going to acquire Whole Foods, and, you know, really kind of grows their whole grocery ambitions. You know, they have that Amazon Fresh grocery delivery service, and now with Whole Foods, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions, but it makes a lot of sense. If you want some distribution centers, now you just got more than 400 stores across the world, actually. Not only that, they've been trying to get you to buy more into their Amazon Fresh service. They just launched the other week this little wand that you have in your home, and you scan items. Let me back up a bit. You keep it in your kitchen, and if you're out of milk, you would scan the barcode on the milk, and I would add it to your grocery cart, you know, in Amazon, so the next time you check out, all your groceries will just be delivered to you with Amazon Fresh. And the kicker was, hey, we're going to give it to you for free, Prime members, you know, but after 3 months, the service to get those groceries does cost money, so nothing is really free, right?
No.
The convenience of just having groceries that whenever you want, that's $15 a month. And then today...
That might be worth it for me, because there are times where we have nothing in our house except condiments right now, because we just haven't made it to the store.
Yeah.
So that $15 a month is worth my time, I think. That's for Prime members?
Yeah, and the wand also has Alexa voice assistant, so if you're really in a pinch, you could just talk to it and say, hey, Alexa, help me find a restaurant nearby, because you can't exactly get it right away, but you get it in a few hours.
Bridget, the speculation was, though, that if you ordered food with this new partnership, because Whole Foods tends to be a little on the pricey side, that their prices would go down because their distribution centers are so much better. Is this going to be the case, do you think?
Well, not. I mean, the whole reason things were pricey is because, you know, they're organic.
Right.
It's not, and the whole appeal to Amazon, right, is cheap. I mean, I can't help but wonder what is this going to do to the stock, not the stock price, I mean, but what they keep in stock at these stores, because Amazon doesn't have to buy distribution centers if they could put some Coca-Cola in the back of Whole Foods, but people who, you know, care about Whole Foods not having those products and being all organic, they, you know, that would just defy their whole philosophy.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You know, I'm curious what they're going to do with that.
But don't you, with
plenty of places to play with their new technology. Have you heard about how Amazon tests out ways to check out without having to be in a checkout line? You know, they're testing out these little bodegas, these little sandwich shops and cafes where you just use your phone and it can sense what you took off the shelf, and it knows when you're walking out the store to charge you. And so maybe this is a testing ground for their little experiments like that.
Be careful what you do in public, because Amazon is watching you. You thought, you know, Rockwell, that song,
right?
Somebody's watching you. It's Amazon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's a good idea. How do I get that Dash wand? Do I have to call them? And because I am a Prime member.
Well, it is online, although I hear now it's like on back order, so it might have been sold out.
Can Wendy just have the wand that she usually carries, the magic wand she usually has, updated, or is it a whole separate wand?
This one is magnetic, so you can put it on the fridge.
Oh, wow. Good.
All right.
I was going to say, too, Amazon also had a whole new thing today with their wardrobe. They're trying to push you to buy more clothing. They just launched something called Amazon Prime Wardrobe, where you can try on outfits, and they really just made it easy and no hassle if you want to change your mind and return it.
I have been doing something called Stitch Fix, and it's the same kind of thing. There's also a Trunk Club and things like this. And you plug in, like, kind of your styles, your sizes, and they send you five items You can choose how often it comes. And the first few times, it was right on the money, 5 for $5. They styled things that are things that I liked. And then it got really bad where they were sending me things that my grandmother would have worn, like house coats and stuff.
Oh, no.
So I canceled that. But it is really good when you get, some of us don't have time to shop, so it's nice if you get things to try on in your own mirror with your own accessories. And then the returns are very easy with Prime Wardrobe as well, correct?
Yeah, they got a box already that you could just throw it in a pre-printed label. And apparently you just leave it on your doorstep to be picked up. So they pay for that service too. And, of course, they want to entice you to try on lots of things and keep them, because if you buy more than 5 things, you're going to get 20% off.
But, Bridget, if this is the case, because I think you get to keep the clothes for a week, right?
Yeah, you get 1 week, so can't dawdle.
So what's to prevent somebody from buying a very expensive dress or something, wearing it to an event, and just sending it back and saying, yeah, this isn't something I like?
I don't think you can return things that are worn. I know with Stitch Fix, the tags had to be affixed, and you only got 3 days to make up your mind. But if somebody,
Yeah, you have to. You're going to go to that fancy gala with, like, a dork with some sort of tag still.
Like Minnie Pearl used to do.
Yeah. Kevin, I bet you $100 Kevin won't know who Minnie Pearl is.
I bet Bridget doesn't know who Minnie Pearl is either.
I smiled.
All right, well, that's fine. We're used to that.
You and our producer, Kevin, everything we say, it's like Grandma and Grandpa are talking once again. Let's push their rocker for them. Right. Minnie Pearl was on Hee Haw, and her shtick was she wore a price tag on her hat all the time.
And said howdy a lot.
Yeah, howdy.
Yep. These were simpler times, Bridget.
All right. Okay. But, well, so that's I really enjoyed Stitch Fix, but I'm done with it, so I need something different. I know, Bill, that you like to go out to stores. I do too, but not all the time can we figure out a time and a place to do it. So pretty soon the whole world will come to our house.
Yep.
I like it.
And a drone will take everything away.
That's how it'll be. I hope not Minnie Pearl. That's my hope.
And some Netflix news. Bill and I were just talking about this show, I'm Dying Up Here. It's a Showtime original about stand-up comedy in the 70s. It's awesome. And I know that some of the shows on Showtime, you don't have to be a subscriber, because some of them then ultimately go to Hulu or Netflix. Not sure about that. You can check your local listing. But what does Netflix have? Because I don't know why I have cable anymore. I watch Netflix and Hulu all the time.
I actually want to see that show you were talking about.
It's really funny.
Well, Netflix is doing something for kids. So this is like those choose your own adventure style books, but in video form. They launched one today with the Puss in Boots character from the Shrek universe. It's called Puss in Book, and you choose A or B, and there's like 13 different choices to make. And at the end, it depends on how, whatever path your character takes is the ending they have. And they're going to launch another one next month, another one in another year, so they're experimenting with this.
Is it Antonio Banderas doing the voice like in the movie?
I don't know if they got him or someone that sounds like him, but either way, kids are playing around with this thing. And although I would say these interactive stories, they're not going to work on every device you watch Netflix on. So it's not going to work on any Android device yet. It doesn't have an update for that. But it should work on some smart TVs and iPhones and iPads. These Choose Your Own Adventure movies, they're actually starting to crop up more and more. There's one premiering next month in L.A. in a movie theater where the audience has 3 seconds to make a choice on what the character is going to do using their phone. And the filmmakers, now the movie lasts 90 minutes, but the filmmakers had to film 4 hours of content for all the possible different storylines. So, it's an experiment in making a movie like a game. But
they've done this before. Remember the movie Clue had 3 different endings? And then there was another movie company that you and I talked to a bunch of years ago where the audience would vote on, is it going to go that way or that way? So they've tried this technology before.
I bet it's more successful now.
I think apps, make it easier for you to watch at home and mess around with it. Yep. So they're going to see how this takes off. I don't think you can choose your own ending for Stranger Things or anything like that.
No, right. That's too much. Bridget, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Stay here. Bill and Wendy, WGN.